Hey guys, this is Ryan.
And this is Caden.
And we want to welcome you back to another episode of the First College Podcast, where we seek to answer questions that college students ask. We hope that this encourages you in your walk with Christ. Well, hey guys, welcome back to the First College Podcast. It's hard to believe that I believe this is our seventh episode, yep. Or eighth, and so we've been doing this for several weeks now. It's been really fruitful. I've loved getting to talk with students and adults at our church and family members and just all sorts of people who have been tuning in with our podcast. And so it's just been really encouraging that people are tuning in, listening, and continuing to ask good questions. And so, yeah, we're excited to continue asking questions and answering questions, I should say. That college students are asking us, and so that's what we're here to do, is to simply just help answer through Scripture what the Bible says about these different things that people are asking. And so, so today's question that we're seeking to answer is, how do I know it's God's voice and not my own?
Yeah, this is a really good question. I mean, this is something every believer is going to ask themselves at a certain point in their life. You know, is what I'm hearing, is this something from God, or is this me just making this up because I really want it to happen, or, you know, something along those lines?
Yeah.
And it reminded me of a story in 1 Samuel chapter 3. And this is where the Lord is calling out to Samuel. And in this story, in this passage, you see Eli. Eli is a prophet. He is there, and Samuel is basically like his intern. He's hanging out. He's learning the ropes. And one night, Samuel hears a voice call out to him saying, "Samuel, Samuel." So he gets up, and he's like, "Eli, why'd you call me, man?" Eli's like, "I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't call you at all." Happens three more times before eventually Eli realizes that this is the Lord calling out to Samuel. And this is just such an incredible passage. I mean, you see something really special here. In 1 Samuel 3:10, Samuel tells the Lord, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening."
Yeah.
And I think that is a fantastic starting point. And just wanting to hear God's voice is just genuinely coming, but with a posture and a will and a want and desire of just asking the Lord, saying, "Lord, speak, for your servant is listening. Help me to hear you. Help me to have wisdom to clarify that it is your voice." And Samuel just kind of helps illustrate that this is something that has been a long-running question for thousands of years now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think that we all, at different times of our life, different seasons, different days, like we are all seeking to hear from God.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, we are, you know, we're fed a lot of different things in the world, through media. You know, there's all kinds of things that we think that come to our minds. We hear a lot of things. We live in a very loud and busy world, and there's a lot of voices that are around us. And so I think it's important to recognize here today, if you're listening to this, is that God does speak to us.
Yes.
And that's super encouraging to recognize that the God of this universe, our Creator God, God Almighty, speaks to his people. He did that. He's done that from the beginning. He's going to continue to do so. He does this today. And he speaks to us in a variety of different ways. You know, he may not speak to us like he did back in, you know, biblical times in certain passages that you read. I'm not saying he can't do that. God's God. He can do whatever he wants, you know.
Yeah.
And so he can speak to us in a lot of different ways. But a lot of times, just through that small, just still voice, and it's important for us as believers in Christ and how we can discern that.
It is
because we're hearing so many different voices, and a lot of this kind of goes back to our last podcast of how do I discern God's will. A lot of things we're going to share in these next couple of minutes are very similar, I think, to that podcast of how we can discern God's voice in our life. First and foremost, though, if you want to hear, just like you just alluded to, Caden, is that, you know, if we want to hear God's voice, we need to be open to him as far as we need to know him.
Yes.
You can't recognize someone's voice if you don't know them.
Yeah.
You know? And that kind of brings me, you know, I love the passage in John 10 where Jesus is, you know, he's teaching about the fact that he is the good shepherd, and he's talking a lot about sheep in that passage and just relating that that's who we are. We are the sheep of his pasture. And he says in John chapter 10, kind of as he's getting ready to say, "I am the good shepherd. I am the door. I am the gate." He says in verse 3 of John 10, he says, To him, the gatekeeper opens, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Verse 4, when he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And so I just love that reminder there of just like the sheep, that's us, that we we recognize God's voice.
We know our truly, Father's voice.
If we're truly in the kingdom of God, if we're truly locked in, as we've talked about in previous podcasts, we're able to recognize his voice even in the midst of a loud culture, loud world, when there's voices all around us. We are actually able to discern God's voice because ultimately, first and foremost, we have that relationship with him.
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of 1 Kings, I think it's chapter 10, where Elijah is just earnestly seeking after the Lord. And it goes off and it lists through, an earthquake happens, there's a large fire, and in all of that, he hears the Lord through a still, small voice. So I really think that just shows us a lot, that in the midst of a busy and a loud culture, that God's voice cuts through all of the noise.
Yeah.
And whenever we know, we know. And, you know, there are practical things to know about, is this truly from the Lord?
Yeah.
And I think one of the biggest, most obvious things that we can see is asking, does this line up with what Scripture says?
Yep.
Because God is not going to lead us to do something that is contrary to his word.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to lead us to do something that is contrary to anything that is the pursuit of holiness, the pursuit of growing in an image of Christ-likeness.
Yep.
His voice will never contradict his word.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. It's like when we talk about God's voice, I think, you know, he speaks to us in a variety of ways. But, you know, he speaks to us in those small moments, those thoughts that can come to your minds, that a lot of times can be the Holy Spirit speaking to us.
Absolutely.
And as you're trying to wrestle with, like, as you're making decisions and figure out what you're going to do with your life, and you feel like you're being led in certain directions, you know, I think that's kind of what we're talking about here. When you think about, I'm hearing these different voices, is this God speaking to me? Obviously, if you're wrestling with a decision you're making, am I going to pursue this or pursue that? If, you know, you can ask the question, does what I'm thinking, does this thought, you know, what I'm hearing, does this line up with Scripture exactly right? Like, does this, God's not going to ask you to do something that goes against his word, against his will. I think what's also encouraging too is that, you know, God's voice, you know, never changes. God is a consistent God. And so, I think the first thing you could ask yourself, I think as we had this podcast today, just, I think there's just some questions you can ask yourself, of kind of testing, is this the voice of God that I'm hearing?
You know?
And along with that, just as you were saying, like, does this thought, does this voice line up with the Bible? You know, is number two, I'd say is what I'm hearing, leading me, towards sin? You know, if a voice around you, if this makes sense, if you're hearing some sort of a voice and it's leading you towards a path of sin, or it's, you know, causing you to think impure thoughts or whatever.
Not God.
It's not God.
That's not God.
Yeah.
God is not going to want you to sin, because sin is the opposite of God's. I mean, God is holy. God is perfect.
Yep.
Sin is the break. It is the rebellion against God.
Yeah.
God is not going to willingly ask you to rebel against him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think as believers, we know this. We've recognized this from God's word. And it's just important to remind ourselves that God is not going to lead us directly to sin.
That's right. That's right. Those are two, you know, the first two questions. Those are helpful things to think about. Does this voice, does it line up with the Bible? Is, you know, consistent through Scripture? And then two, like, is this voice causing me to sin? Is it leading me? Because if it is, that's coming from, you know, the enemy. It's coming from yourself, your own sinful flesh. It's not coming from God.
Yeah.
A third thing I would say is, does godly counsel around you agree?
Yeah.
If you're being swayed in certain directions, if you're hearing a voice, are there people around you who are godly? And I say that to say, are there people around you who are deeply just in Scripture? Are they
know the Lord?
Deep in Scripture, know the Lord deeply.
Yeah.
Are they actively involved in their walk with Jesus? Because you need people around you like that, just as we talked about in several other podcasts. Like, you need to have godly friendships. You need to have that accountability.
Yeah.
Discerning God's will for your life. We talked about that on the last podcast, of how we were discerning our call to ministry individually, you and I.
Yeah.
And just being the people around us.
I mean, this thinking about godly counsel, kind of helping you discern God's voice. Mm-hmm. I mean, this exactly whenever I felt called to ministry, I had just some really good godly men that I was asking, saying, I think I'm feeling this call. I think I'm hearing God's voice telling me to go in this direction.
Yep.
And hearing them confirm that, pray with me through that, you know, it really helped to open my eyes, because they walked me through Scripture. They showed me that, look, when God calls you, A, you will know.
Yeah.
And B, whenever it is God's voice, people that are godly, people that know the Lord deeply, they will help you confirm that, because they are wise, they are in Scripture, they are seeking the Lord, and the Lord uses people around us. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
the Lord uses people around us to help speak to us. And I think that's something incredibly important that we do not need to miss.
Yeah. Yeah. And just how we started this podcast, I mean, the passage you read from 1 Samuel 3.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Samuel Eli did. Right before he's about to start his ministry as a prophet.
Godly wisdom from one man to another.
Yeah. He's like, this is God speaking to you, bro. Mm-hmm. You know,
pay attention.
You better, open your ears and listen and be in tune with this. This voice is from God.
Yeah.
And then as, of course, Samuel grew, it was a prophet for the Lord. Like, he was able to, obviously he recognized God's voice from that moment on. And so, it's encouraging to have people around you who are wise, who are in Christ, who can come alongside you and say, yes, this is God's voice, or, hey,
probably
let's
not.
Continue praying through that. Yeah. I don't think that's God necessarily. And so that's helpful there. A fourth thing is, there's two more things I'd say. A fourth thing would be, do I have peace? And I say this because, like, as you have thoughts that come in, as you're wrestling with different things in life, if you're discerning if it's God's voice or something else, just the simple question is, do I have peace with what I'm hearing?
Yes.
I love what 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 says. It says, "For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace." This is who God is. And so, you know, you could ask yourself, do I have peace about this decision or this direction that I'm being led into? You know, if so, that's a good indicator that God is speaking to you directly. You know, if you're being led into a certain career, a certain job, is God calling me to marry this person or that person? You know, do I have peace with this decision? There's just some good indicators there, because if you don't have peace, if you're confused and wrestling just constantly, consistently, going to bed at night, just, I don't have peace with this, and it's going on for months, it's probably a good indicator that God's not speaking and calling you to do this or that.
I agree with that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then, you know, again, the last one there, I would say is, again, like, discerning God's will for your life, or not God's will for your life. That was last week's podcast. how can I discern God's voice in my life would be asking the question, how's my walk with God?
Yeah. I mean, again, it's something really funny. We're really liking 1 Samuel chapter 3 today. Something that you see is 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 7. It says, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. So he heard the Lord calling out to him, and he did not know it because he did not know the Lord."
Yeah.
So very plain and simple. I mean, kind of to loop back to one of the first things that we said, you know, whenever we are following the Lord, we will know that it is from the Lord. And there's a lot going on culturally. There's a lot of things that want our attention, a lot of voices, a lot of people that are clamoring for our attention. But, you know, it's always good to remember asking, is this wise?
Yeah.
Is this going to glorify the Lord? Do I have peace about this? Because we can ask ourselves these questions, and that helps to kind of silence the noise. It helps us to really focus in and dig deep into Scripture, spend that time with the Lord asking, you know, Lord, speak to me. Help me to discern. Help me to have the wisdom to know if this is from you or if this is just something that I really want for myself.
Yeah.
And he'll make it obvious in time. And, you know, that's such an encouraging truth to us, knowing that the God of all creation loves us deeply, and he is still speaking to us today through the Holy Spirit, through godly counsel around us, and just in a multitude of different ways. And whenever we know, we know.
That's right. Yeah, he wants that relationship. And, I mean, as we kind of finished up here in closing, I mean, the best way he communicates to us is through his word.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to hear his voice, read the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, keep that Bible open. You'll hear from God. These words are directly from him.
Open my eyes that may see mighty works in your law, Psalm 119:105.
Yeah, open the word, pray through God's word, and, you know, speak his word back to him, and you'll hear back from him as well. And so, yeah, just be part of those spiritual disciplines, be in the Word, be in prayer, have, you know, surround yourself with godly people in your church, family, who can help help point you back to the Lord as you're hearing from Him. So, of course, again, like most of these questions we're asking, I'd say all of them we're asking and answering, there's a lot we could dive into. These have been extremely helpful for me to talk through. And so, yeah, we hope this has been encouraging to you. If you're listening, please continue to listen and share with your friends and family. And we hope you'll tune back in with us in the next week.
All right, guys. See you next week.